Now look at task 3. You are going to listen to a radio interview with the psychologist Walter Mischel talking about the marshmallow test. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B or C. Write your answers in the appropriate boxes below. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1.5 minutes to read the statements.
There was a famous experiment in child psychology back in the 60s that became known as the marshmallow test. Take a 4 or 5 year old child, sit them in a room with no distractions, and put a marshmallow or biscuit on the table in front of them. Then give them a choice. They can have that treat now, but if they wait for 15 minutes, then they can have two. A fifth of the children were able to resist temptation. A fifth could not hold off for even a minute. What was most startling, though, was what happened in the decades after, because the researchers found those children able to delay gratification were also the ones who did well in exams, who succeeded in relationships, and who were less likely to have problems with drugs and alcohol many, many years later. The experiment's inventor, Walter Mischel, has now updated his research because he's convinced that self-control is not fixed, that it can be taught. And in doing so, you can radically alter a child's life chances. He talked to me about his latest book, The Marshmallow Test, and the original research.
When we began to look at the relationship between how long they waited for those two marshmallows and how well they were doing 10 years later as they began to enter adolescence, turned out to be correlated for a whole range of things that varied from social competence, of how well they were doing in their relationship, and of their cognitive competence. At this point, we began to take it seriously and followed them again when they entered ages 27 to 32, and again found links to how well they were able to deal with frustration, how well they were able to deal with setbacks, and even links with measures like their body mass index score negatively, so that the longer they waited, the number of seconds they waited seemed to be linked to how large their body mass index was. So we then returned once again as they entered their 40s and looked at differences in their brain scans on fMRI. What right. seemed to emerge is a link between self-control and tendencies towards being unable to deal with hot, attractive, compelling temptations.
Now, the fact that you can make that link between the self-control that a four-year-old exhibits and that much later in life almost suggests that it's in the genes. There's nothing you can do about it. But this is the revision to your work, isn't it? That actually you've come up with the idea that you can learn self-control.
There are really two facts we have to deal with. One fact is that some children find it much harder to control themselves than others. The good news is that there are tactics and strategies that enable children to hugely improve their ability to control and handle negative emotions, their ability to deal with with temptations in adaptive and constructive ways, and that these are potentially teachable, relatively simple cognitive skills.
So what is it, whether you're a four-year-old or a 40-year-old, that you can do if you have a marshmallow or some, you know, let's use it as a metaphor, there's a marshmallow on the desk and you really want it? What do you do?
The way in which we really began to learn a great deal about what you can do is by very closely watching what the children do who are able to wait. When you examine those strategies, you see that the first thing that kids are able to do who do this well is not that they're Stoics or that they're Spartans, but rather that they become able to strategically distract themselves. They turn around sort of with a Satan get thee behind me attitude. They face away from the marshmallows. They pretend they're not there. Some of them played on the toes as if they were piano keys. Other children began to explore their nasal canals and their ear canals and so, to see what they came up with. So strategic distraction from the temptation is one of the most basic and earliest ways of dealing with it. Mm. As they get older, they're also able to essentially cool the way they represent the object of desire. For example, in one experiment that we did, we had children who were unable to wait for more than a minute while looking at the marshmallows, while sitting by themselves and looking at the marshmallows. And then I suggested to this same child, if you want to, when you want to, you can make believe that it's just a picture. You know what a picture is? And the child would say, yes, it's something with a frame around it. And I'd say, yes, you can just make believe it's a picture and put a frame around it in your head. And we left the child alone, and she could wait 15 minutes. When I came back and asked her, how did you manage that when you couldn't wait at all before? She said, well, you can't eat a picture.
What occurs to me is that what seems significant about your research is that we can do what we want. We can control ourselves, and anyone could have a successful life.
I think the message of the research is definitely an optimistic message that says we are not doomed by our DNA. We are not even doomed by the life circumstances into which we happen to be born, and that there are a wide range of strategies that can be learned, most easily early in life, but essentially at any point in life, that allows us to change what we become as we construct and make our lives.
Professor Walter Mischel, thank you so much.
Thank you.